Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segee Today. And we have a big show for you this week. My first guest, who's 97 years old and a friend of mine of many, many years, legendary television personality Bob Barker will be here. I can't wait to get him on the air. Then later on, Chef Claire Robinson will be joining us, talking about some last-minute picnic ideas for the end of summer. Jerry Springer will be joining us. He's got a new season of his show, Judge Jerry. Later on, the Long Island Medium will be chatting to us about a new show she has, Teresa Caputo. And did you know that next week is National Truck Drivers Appreciation Week? See, you learn something every day. Kendra Tucker will be talking to us about that. And that's all coming up this week. We're going to pause momentarily. When we come back, my friend of many years, 97 years old, the great Bob Barker.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's VITRAZZA.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Being in the business for as long as I have, people are asking me all the time, who is my favorite guest on the radio show? Well, that is a very difficult thing to come up with because I've interviewed over 19,000 people. So that's a very difficult situation to be put into. But I will tell you this, one of my favorites is a gentleman who hosts the show for 35 years of the music you hear behind me, and that is The Price is Right. And of course, we are talking about the legendary broadcaster and one of the coolest guys in the business, and I'm proud to call a friend. He is the best. He is the ultimate pro. Joining us right now is our friend Bob Barker. Hi, Bob. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing much better now that I've heard that introduction. Thank you so much, Ron. It's great to be back with you.
Well, you know, Bob, I know that we have some very interesting and important things to talk about, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that you are partially responsible for me being in this gig. And let me tell you the reason why. Back in 1957, a young boy walked into the El Capitan Theater at 9 o'clock in the morning to watch a fellow do a show called Truth or Consequences. And when I saw that show, I turned to my mom and dad and said, that's what I want to do. And I remember the great story about the donuts and Bob Barker, then Barker and the donuts. Do I not know this story?
Yeah, we did indeed. We did that show from El Capitan Theater at 9 o'clock in the morning or whatever it was. It was a very, very inconvenient hour out here, but it was live to New York.
Right.
And on the marquee, as you know, I guess, when I first started, they had free donuts and Bob Barker. And when I when they decided I was going to cut the mustard, and they actually gave me a three-year contract, I insisted that they change it to Bob Barker and free donuts.
I love that story. That's such a great story. And I also remember the time that you told me, of course, very good in the karate area, and you grew up with the Chuck Norris family, right?
Chuck himself.
Yeah.
It was before he became an actor.
Actor.
And he used to come to my home and give me karate lessons, and we worked together for 8 years. Oh, yes. Chuck is a dear friend and a man I try to get along with.
Well, I don't blame you, but I remember you saying that your mom said, quit playing around with those Norris boys. You're getting into trouble fighting all the time.
Chuck was here, and he kicked me in the side and apparently cracked a rib. And then he couldn't come over one time, and his brother came, and he kicked me in the side and cracked a rib on the other side. And I was talking with my mother, and I said, you know, I have a cracked rib on both sides. And I said, I'm really miserable. And I told her how I got them, and she said, you've got to quit playing with those Norris boys. Norris boys.
I remember the stories you told me. They're fantastic. And, of course, setting the record, I mentioned to you before I went on the air that Ed McMahon used to be my partner, and he always said to me, he said, you know, we had this thing pretty much captured until Bob Barker broke the record of going longer than The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Boy, I tell you something, I would be here for months, ladies and gentlemen, if I read down all the philanthropical things and donations that our guest has done over a remarkable career starting in radio.
That's right. I got my first job on KTTS in Springfield, Missouri.
Wow. Love Springfield, Missouri. And your wife helped you produce it, didn't she?
Well, she didn't produce that show. I was a naval aviator. And when I got out of the Navy, I came back to Springfield, where I had been going to college at Drury University.
Sure.
And I had 2 years to go, and I wanted to finish. And she and I were married when I got my wings. And she taught high school at the local high school, and I was going to get a part-time job. And I had I'd never even been in a radio station. And I had never been in a school play. I had never been before an audience of any kind. I hadn't even occurred to me to try to get a job in a radio station until I heard about the manager of this station, G. Pearson Ward was his name, who was crazy about airplay. And I thought, well, now, if that guy's crazy about airplanes, he might like to have a former fighter pilot work for him.
Wow.
So I put on my naval officer's uniform and my wings of gold, and I went in, and Mr. Ward and I talked for about 45 minutes about airplanes, and I had my first job. That's how I got started.
Well, I got to thank Mr. Ward looking down from above, because I really mean that, Bob. You have such a big influence. You are the, and still are, the classiest guy in this business. And when I watched you at 7 years old, I thought to myself, boy, if I could be like Bob Barker, I'd have this thing really, really wrapped up in life. And so thank you.
Well, aren't you nice?
Well, I
appreciate it.
And your picture, along with so many of the icons in this business, graces my walls. So thank you, my friend. I appreciate that for always being so nice.
Well, I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, and I'm proud that you are. The Animal Defenders International, we had on Jan Creamer, who was the president of the Animal Defenders International. I don't think there's any secret to the fact that Bob Barker is so concerned about animals of all kinds, and I've talked to him about this in the past. I got my little Presley underneath the desk right now with me, my little dog I take to work every day. But tell us about ADI, this great award that you were bestowed a couple of weeks ago, because this is a video, DVD, that's narrated by you, talking about No Fun for Elephants. Again, another campaign that you are doing for those animals that are mistreated in county fairs and parades and circuses.
Absolutely. And let me just say that the organization Animal Defenders International is, I think, one of the most productive organizations in the entire world. They started in England, and then they have gone international, and they are just absolutely excellent. They do so much and spend their money so wisely that I just can't exaggerate my admiration for them, and the fact that I'm working with them is a pleasure. Now, right now are trying here in Los Angeles to convince the city council to stop allowing circuses to appear in Los Angeles if they have elephants in the circuses.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being that elephants suffer so terribly in circuses. These poor elephants have probably been separated from their mothers virtually at birth. They're taken when they're very young. And in the wild, elephants stay with their mothers for 8 to 10 years.
Do they really?
Oh, absolutely. So it's a traumatic experience for the mother and the baby to have them torn apart.
Wow.
And not only are the babies torn apart, but almost immediately they begin a series of beatings. They have to break the elephant's spirit, make the elephant believe and know that it is not in charge of its life for one moment of one day. It's always under their control. And it's all through beatings and fright and pain and horror, and it's just tragic.
Well, you know, Bob, I hear it in your voice. I know that you're very passionate about this, and I congratulate you for all the work that you have done. And I know just recently in the news this past week, fact that the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, are cutting back, sometimes even eliminating elephants from their performance schedule. So that is good news, which means that your work is starting to pay off. Bob Barker is our guest, and we're going to have more discussion with this with Bob on the show today.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. My guest has been so gracious, as he always is, to stay with us for another segment. Bob Barker is our guest. We're talking about animal cruelty, as Bob so often speaks of and supports the fact that he likes to take all of these poor animals away from an environment that yields to animal cruelty. We're talking about elephants in particular and how they're treated in circuses and parades. And boy, it's really unbelievable what they do with these elephants, prodding them with all kinds of things that really make them act, and they make it look as if the elephants want to do this. The means of doing this sometimes are very bizarre. I mean, they use hot pokers. I mean, they really have
They use elephant hooks,
yeah,
which are just like pokers with a hook on the end as well as the point, and the hook comes off there, and use clubs, they use baseball bats, they use 2x4s, they beat them with anything handy, and they shock them with shock sticks, and they deprive them of food. They just mistreat them terribly. And it goes on for these circus elephants their entire lives.
Oh,
as I've said, as babies, they're beaten and taught to do some ridiculous trick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from that day forward, then when they're able, they begin appearing in the circus, and they know they're going to be beaten. Anything they do wrong, including making a mistake with their routine, and they're beaten after the circus. They get them back, and they beat them then if they don't do a good job. They mistreat them their entire lives. They are standing practically in chains, about 70% of the time. They're standing practically their entire lives. They travel in under conditions that are not at all healthy for them and certainly not comfortable for them. They never know a good day. You and I, we have bad days.
Yeah.
But we have good days. A circus elephant never knows a good day. And eventually he dies, of course, and that is probably the best day of his life.
Now,
that's his only escape.
Bob, I'm assuming then that an elephant, and I never knew this before, really is a pretty smart animal because they're being trained to recognize danger and avoid it at any cost.
Oh, they're not just pretty intelligent. They're among the most intelligent. And in the wild, families stay together for generations, or compatible elephants form herds that stay together for generations. They experience happiness. They experience sadness. They weep. They are concerned when an elephant is in the herd is ill. They protect it. When one dies, they suffer great sorrow.
Wow.
Did you happen to read this story about this fellow who had, I've forgotten his name, unfortunately, he had done a great deal to help the elephants in a certain section part of Africa. And he died. And the elephants came from as much as 30 miles away.
No kidding.
How they knew he had died, how they knew anything about it, here they came in single file.
Oh.
And they came and stayed in that area around which he had been ill and died. And they stayed there for, I think it was 3 weeks, and then they went walking back in single file.
You gave me the chills when you said that. That's unbelievable. I never knew
it
that.
I was just shocked.
Yeah. Now, Bob, how long normally is the lifespan of an elephant?
Well, in the wild, they can live as long as 50, even 60 or more years.
But under these conditions that we're talking about...
Oh, in captivity, they don't live. If they live 30 years, they're pretty old elephants, or certainly 40.
Now, Bob, the thing that gets me about this is that these are people that seem to be compassionate about entertainment. They turn around and they have no feeling for this animal whatsoever. But the animal really is it's not a very aggressive animal. I mean, it's a pretty calm-down animal. Because of the size, you think it's going to be, you know, a tough thing to handle and a tough animal to be around. But it's not, is it?
Well, it's pretty tough, absolutely. But as I said, the first thing they do is break the elephant's spirit.
Yeah.
But eventually, some of them go berserk, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever noticed when you read the story, the first person they kill is their trainer?
Yeah, you're right.
They may
yeah.
go into the audience, yeah. but they get the trainer first.
Wow. Now, what about other animals, like monkeys or lions or something else that are in captivity under the headline, and I hate to use this, of entertainment?
They suffer terribly, too.
Oh,
they all suffer. The chimpanzees and the elephants, maybe more than others, because they are so intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
But they all suffer. The lions and the tigers, they suffer. Any elephant in entertainment suffers, form of entertainment. Circuses are among the worst forms of entertainment so far as animals are concerned, but movies are right very close. And in movies, it's still horses probably that suffer the most.
Yeah, you know, I watch the old cowboys. I'm a fan of the old cowboy movies, Gunsmoke, Have Gun Will Travel.
Right.
They really beat up those poor horses. It's so sad. Oh, gosh. Before any regulations came in, I mean, they were brutal on those poor, poor creatures.
They're still brutal.
Now, Bob, how do you break through a barrier of entertainment that's been around for so many years and try to educate, as I know you have done with a million man hours and millions of dollars, okay? How do you educate the general public that going to the circus might be a thing of the past, watching a movie with that kind of cruelty might be a thing of the past, when people love those kind of forms of entertainment? I mean, that's a tough hill to climb, and I know you're climbing it one rock at a time.
That's exactly what we are all doing in the animal rights movement. And you put your finger right on it, Ron. It's making people aware.
Mm-hmm.
Americans love animals. 70% of the homes in the United States have at least one pet.
Yeah.
They love animals, but they're not aware. And when we can make people aware, then they begin to correct these things. And it takes time, and it is taking time, but we're certainly headed in the right direction.
You know, Bob, just listening to you inspires people. It really does. Bob's going to stay with us for another segment. This is a real treat for us today because here's a man that's busy, busy, busy. Even though he's been retired from The Price is Right for a few years, he's staying so active with animal activist projects that he absolutely believes in, and we all should, because he's doing a great job for all kinds of animals around the world. But he needs your support, and that's what we're doing on the show today, is trying to drum up that support so his efforts are not in vain.
Thank you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Trump on Saturday made a surprise visit to New York City on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Firefighters and police officers broke into cheers and applause when Trump arrived. Trump shook hands with the officers and posed for photos.
The blue. We love the blue. I'll say it loud. You know, you're not supposed to say that.
The White House failed to meet a deadline last month to provide information to two key Republican senators concerning Joe Biden's use of a private email account as vice president to send government information to his son, Hunter Biden. Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley, the ranking Republicans on the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations and the Senate Judiciary Committee, respectively. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're delighted that our guest is staying yet for another segment of our show. It is Bob Barker, one of the smoothest and one of the most professional TV hosts out there. And, of course, after his retirement of 35 years on The Price is Right, he has been now continuing his activity with animal cruelty with the standpoint of how to prevent it, and he is working on more and more projects each and every day. And what about movies, Bob? We talked earlier about the cowboy movies and how they still, after all these years, aren't regulated the way they should be about cruelty with horses and different animals on TV. And the movies, too, I understand.
Don't go to movies if they have animals in. It's animal lovers. They want to see these movies sometimes. And they want to see the elephants or the any animal, and they go to the movie, and by, when they buy that ticket, they're supporting animal cruelty.
Sure.
If you go to a circus, you're supporting animal cruelty.
Yeah.
Rodeos, among the worst.
Oh, I hate those.
Oh, yes. And SeaWorld and these marine lands, yeah. and these places where they have whales or dolphins, they're terrible. This exploitation of animals, people must make themselves aware of it, and we must help those people to make themselves aware of it, and then we can get it under control, stop it.
Well, the DVD that you narrate is No Fun for Elephants. How, Bob, do people get this?
Well, I frankly don't know how they get it.
Maybe I can help you here, because I think I have a website.
Why?
I think we do have. Oh, I do have a website. Jan gave it to me.
Right.
It's Have Trunk Will Travel.
Very good.
.com. Have Trunk Will Travel. There we go. You know, you talk about all of these amusement
parks.
See,
I have to apologize. I'm computer illiterate.
Oh, me too.
Are you?
Somebody. Oh, yes.
I'm going to die that way. Oh, I'm not going to fool with them.
I don't think it's going to last, Bob.
What?
I think it'll be a thing of the past. It's our
guy. I think it's.
they tell me, you know, you need an app 147-3294, and you know, you put that on, and everything will be okay. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. I'll be honest. But I want to thank you for all the efforts that you have put. You know, you have put so much money into this; it's unbelievable. And I saw something here that just blew me away. And this was not from my computer by no means. But you donated five. May I say this? I'm going to say this because I know you're too humble to say it. $5 million to the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society to underwrite the cost of
the money. They bought a boat. They named it the Bob Barker.
The Bob Barker. I invested in a boat.
The lady with whom I work is Nancy Burnett, and I bought them a helicopter, and they named it the Nancy, and we are just delighted.
Oh.
And I might add that this last year, the Japanese whaling fleet didn't take a single whale. They gave up and went home.
Oh, wow.
And it was certainly worth $5 million to me.
Sure was.
To have that happen. But to hark back here to ADI again for a moment, I want folks who are hearing us to know that they work on behalf of animals all over the world, and that they are so very, very effective. And now they've made this DVD that we're talking about. They did that in Texas and in California. They did undercover work, and they got just some damaging tape on Have Trunk Will Travel. That's in California.
Yeah.
And Trunks and Humps of Texas. And they're in the United States now. Full blast, and they're going to really do a lot to make people aware with these undercover tapes. They're very effective.
What happens to a circus when it doesn't have circus animals? And it's almost like going to a concert for a singer and not have the singer.
Well, you would think so, but that is fortunately not true. There are circuses, the most famous of which is Cirque du Soleil.
Sure. There are circuses
without animals that are thriving. And so they don't have to have animals.
I never thought of that. And you received this, is it the right pronunciation, the Lord Houghton?
The Lord Houghton Award.
Wow.
Yes, I was very pleased to receive that. It's an international award, and it's really one of the most cherished, I suppose, among all of us who work for animals.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you something, Bob. You are quite a man.
Well, thank you.
No, really, I mean that, you know. And anybody that gets a television show by being heard on radio, like Ralph Edwards heard you, has to be doing something right. Very seldom do you get a TV gig when they just listen to you and don't know what you look like. But they won out with you. You're the full package, Bob. You really are.
Well, thank you. I had a wonderful, wonderful television career. I really did. And, well, beginning with radio, I loved it. I feel blessed because I was fortunate enough to do something that I thoroughly enjoyed for my entire life. And now I'm enjoying giving away the money that I have earned, having a wonderful time. And I'm having a wonderful time doing that, supporting animals and the wounded veterans. I'm trying to help them, too.
Oh, yeah. I failed to mention, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that I failed to mention that the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund is part of it. Also, to the Dorothy Jo Barker Professorship on Animal Rights.
And Dorothy Jo is my wife.
Dorothy Jo is your wife, of course. And so many things with the traumatic brain injury suffered by military personnel. You're the best. What can
well,
I say?
Thank you.
You're the best. You really are. And, Bob, I'm going to be out in that neck of the woods in a few months. I'm going to stop by and say hello to you.
All right. Do it.
Okay. Do you miss being in front of the camera?
No, I really don't. I'm completely content in retirement. One reason, because I'm busy, busy, busy. But another reason is I think that I did it at just the right time.
Yeah, boy.
Not too soon, not too late.
No, but you got to know, timing is everything. When to get in.
Timing is everything.
And when to get out. Well, I was doing a thing the other day, and they said, what kind of microphone do you want to use, a hand mic or a lavalier? And I said, give me the long, skinny one like Bob Barker.
There you go.
He's my hero. Bob, thank you so much, and we'll stay on top of this anytime you want to talk about this most important cause. You know you have a venue here.
Ron, I thank you so much for your very flattering remarks. I thank you for your work on behalf of animals as well, and I wish you the very best in everything you do.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Coming from you, that's an enormous compliment. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, and thank you for coming to the El Capitan so early in the morning.
Oh, yes. In fact, I love it. Thanks, Bob. Our very special guest has been one of the best in this business, and not only when he's, of course, broadcasting, as he did for so many years, both on radio and television, but also the fact of all the things he does for fallen veterans, fallen heroes, and animal protection. One of the classiest guys I know, Bob Barker. Bob, thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Call anytime.
Okay, I will do that. Stay well, and we'll do anything we can for you. Anytime, any place.
Thank you, Ron.
I was almost afraid, Bob, that I wasn't going to be able to get a hold of you this time because the line was busy for a little bit, but we got through, so we'll do it again.
Off the hook so that we wouldn't be interrupted.
Oh.
And like an idiot, I took it off on the line that you were trying to call in on.
Well, that's...
But I realized it, and I was just hanging it up when you called, and I apologize.
Well, I tell you, Bob, I know that when you're dealing with another broadcaster, if you are not on time, you don't have it. So I waited right to the last second, so I want you to know that I was on the money on that one, okay?
Well, I'm sure you were on the money. That's why I was concerned about it, and when I realized it, I felt like apologizing.
No need to do so. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Bob. One of the legendary icons in the entertainment business, TV and radio personality, too. That's how he started. Bob Barker. All those years on The Price is Right, before that, Truth or Consequences, he is the class act in the MC business. Always has been. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, even as a youngster, about 7 years old, going out to California and seeing him do at the El Capitan Theater, where now Jimmy Kimmel does his show, Truth or Consequences, and then later on with The Price is Right, really one of the best MCs ever on network television, and people got to go a long way to pass up him because he was the guy that set the pace. A little reminder to you, check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, hit the icon that says On Demand, and you can hear our latest show, this one, On Demand 24/7. Also, if you go to the homepage and you hit the little icon that says Facebook next to the header at the top of the homepage, then you and I will become friends on Facebook. That's ronsegi.com. And there's more to come today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is a friend of ours on the show. She is not only a celebrity chef, she's a TV personality. She's known for her Food Network show, Five Ingredient Fix. She's also released a book a few years back called Five Ingredient Fix, Easy, Elegant, and Irresistible Recipes. You've seen her on the Food Network's Challenge and on BBC's America's Chef Race. Joining us right now is Claire Robinson. Hi, Claire. How are you? Welcome to the show. Nice to have you back.
Ron, I always love speaking with you. It's so great to be back.
I appreciate that, and I feel the same way. And, you know, we're winding down summertime. A lot of people get depressed when summertime ends because, you know, the nice weather goes away. When you live in Florida, you can't wait
wait for the winter to come because it is pretty hot down here. But now that it is winding down, people are trying to, you know, get last-minute things going and having barbecues and whatever the case may be. So what do you suggest? Let's start with the food aspect of it. What do you suggest to kind of close the summer down?
At the end of summer, I always highly recommend that you take all the wonderful produce that you've enjoyed. There's the last bits of it, and this is when it's really sweet, like the fresh corn is even sweeter. The tomatoes are juicy. The fresh jalapenos are they're vibrant and filled with flavor. So I like to take all of those produce pieces and put them together on one table so I can say goodbye properly. I usually put together recipes like a fresh guacamole. I'll grill the corn. I'll just keep it very simple and just really make it about the summer produce.
Now, when you talk about produce, what do you suggest matching it with?
You know, that's where I keep it simple. I'll take just like a chicken. I like to use the grill because it's probably the last time I'll be using it till next summer. And that when you've got the grill going, then you can just add your favorite protein, whether it be fish. And if you're going with fish, definitely want to use something to protect it because that's a tougher thing to grill. Chicken is always an easy one. Break out the barbecue sauce. For me, I like the sausages. I don't know about you, but those make it very easy, and they go with everything. It's not about the protein for this. This is really about the summer produce.
Now, you talk about barbecue. I love barbecue, but barbecue can sometimes not like you, you know, from the standpoint of heartburn.
So true. You know, I've got a remedy for that. I keep Boron's Acidil melt-away tablets in every bag that I own. I love them because you don't need water. You can just pop these little tablets. They have no flavor, and you pop them under your tongue, and they just dissolve. And they take care of the acid indigestion and all the discomfort that sometimes can come from spicy food or heavy food and you know, hey, we all have to have our secret weapon. That's fine.
Well, I tell you what, it's a good weapon to have. Do you carry a permit for that by any chance? That's a great weapon.
You should. Then you can eat my spicy guacamole.
That's just a little heartburn humor there that you don't find every place you go. We have a party. You have a lot of children around. You got to keep them occupied. If you don't keep them occupied, that's crazy. And there are a lot of games that not only you can play with kids, but do you have any that everybody can play?
Yes. Oh, Ron, that is... I tell you, that is one of the best tips I can give people is you have to be prepared. If your food is taking too long while you're cooking, you need to have a backup plan. Like, what can you do to occupy your guests? So I like something that's for kids and adults. One of my favorites is Nintendo Switch because it's really versatile. You can play it on the TV, and then you can just pick it up, and it becomes a portable device that you can take outside. So rain or shine, I've got an option. They also make Nintendo Switch Lite, which is dedicated for handheld. So those who love gaming just handheld, that's your option. And there are so many games that are multiplayer, so you can play together. Everyone can enjoy them, like Super Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is the best. We can race against each other in underwater or in the sky and even upside down in zero G. It is a game that makes, you know, pretty much everybody happy, and I can take my time cooking. I also love Just Dance 2021 because I can shake off like all the food that I just ate, and I play with the kids. It makes it really fun. So I've got a game to keep them occupied, and then I've got a game after we eat to kind of to burn off the food.
It's always interesting to me because I have two small grandchildren, 8 and 6, and they say, you know, Grandpa, let's play a game, and then we get involved in it, and they play it great, but because of my age and being out of it, you know, I don't know what to do. So I hope these are adult-friendly games, right? I mean, you talk about all these video games, and, you know, they can be pretty complex.
They can. Well, you know what you should try then? You should try Clubhouse Games 51 Worldwide Classics. It has an eclectic collection of all the things like the board games and card games that you used to play and solitaire and sports games, so you don't have to dig through the closet to find those games. It's all in one game. Tons of options in it. It's really fun. So that might be the perfect one for you.
Yeah, that and Old Maid. That one there, I can grasp the idea. You have terrific history of being a celebrity chef and just an outstanding person when it comes to knowing what to make at these things. I'm in awe of people like you. I hate to say this because it sounds terrible, but one of the reasons why I always shy away from big parties is because it seems such an insurmountable project. You make it sound easy. Of course, you're good at it, and when you're good at something, it always looks easy.
It is easy when the produce is that good. I don't have to do too much to it. Even if you just took some watermelon and tomatoes and peaches and chopped it up and put it in a bowl and drizzle a little bit of balsamic on top, anybody can do that. It would be delicious. Fresh basil, voila. It's like a fantastic salad, and it sings summer, and it makes you look like a rock star. But it's not me. It's really the farmers that did all the work.
I'd be remiss, Claire, if I didn't ask you. I know you like swimming and diving, and I know we've talked about your slalom water skiing, but I never knew that you liked boxing, really. I mean, do you box?
Yes. Yes, I do. I actually love it. I'm more shadow boxing these days because I don't want to get hit in the face. And the older I get, I'm worried about a rib cracking. But it's a great, you know, I smile all the time. There's a reason for that. I've got all my aggression out.
And if somebody doesn't like your cooking, you just smack them in the head, right?
Oh, exactly.
Claire, where can we go for more information on what we talked about here for the last swinging soiree before the fall comes?
Well, if you want some great recipes, check out ChefClaireRobinson.com. But I highly suggest you check out Nintendo.com. And then for my secret weapon, BoronUSA.com/AffodilComfort. And that will keep you rocking and rolling through not only the summer, but through the holidays that are approaching very fast.
I'm in on that one. Claire, it's always great having you here. We look forward to your return. Have a great fall, and hopefully we'll chat soon, okay?
Love that, Ron. You enjoy your day.
Okay, and you too. Claire Robinson has been our guest. She knows her stuff. Television personality and a celebrity chef, known for the Food Network show Five Ingredient Fix. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Thank you, Ron. Love talking to you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today. We have another hour to go, but I want to thank my two guests this first hour. Of course, Bob Barker, a real legend in the broadcasting industry, and he's 97 years old and sounds fantastic. I also want to thank Chef Claire Robinson. Next hour, from the second season of Judge Jerry, our buddy Jerry Springer will be joining us. Teresa Caputo will be here, the Long Island Medium. She's got a special show with regards to 9/11. And then next week is National Truck Appreciation Week. We'll be chatting with Kendra Tucker. And that's our coming up next hour live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.